fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hail, Silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations. And nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past and the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver, the Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! Hurry, big fellow! I'm Silver! Hooray!
It was mid-morning of a hot summer day. Liz Tyson, a toughened pioneer woman of the far southwest, and her young niece were busy with the morning chores in the kitchen of the Tyson cabin.
Sure takes you long enough to do those dishes, Martha.
I'm just about finished, Aunt Liz.
Well, from the way you moon over them, I guess you don't have no more hankering for housework than I do.
Oh, I don't mind housekeeping. Really, I don't.
Well, I don't mind confessing that I never did like it. I like to get outside and do things. Makes life more interesting.
Well, you're the outdoor type, Aunt Liz. You can ride and shoot better than Uncle Ned, even.
Oh, I can ride and shoot as good as any hombre in these parts, and you know it, Martha.
Of course you can.
And speaking of your Uncle Ned, you know, Martha, just between you and me, I often wonder why I hitched up with that scrawny, easygoing uncle of yours.
Well, I'd say it's because you love him, even though you don't like to show it.
Well, I guess you're right at that. I can't help having a strong feeling for the ornery critter in spite of his shortcomings. But sometimes he gets me so riled up I could... Say, what are you looking out the window for?
Two men are riding this way.
Let me see. Can't see as I've ever seen them before. But they're getting off and coming to the door. Howdy, strangers. Looking for somebody?
We'd like some water, please, ma'am.
Oh, sure, sure. Come on in. Bring the water bucket and dipper over here, Martha.
All right.
Been riding far, strangers?
We rode over from Saddle Creek.
Yeah, we're going to Milestone. Guess we're heading right, ain't we?
Here's the water, Aunt Liz.
Help yourselves, boys.
Oh, thanks, ma'am.
Now, if you're heading for Milestone, turn right on the trail out there. You can water your Bronx in a creek down the trail a piece.
Good. Yeah, water sure hit the spot.
Have some more. Still got a well full.
No, thank you. We'll be getting along now.
Here comes Uncle Ned.
I knew it before you told me. He's busting that pinto's neck to get home, just like he's done a dozen times before when he thought he made a find. Can't get Ned to admit these hills round here have been played out long ago. Now he'll come slamming and yelling, "We're rich!" Just like always, and his bandana filled with chunks of fool's gold.
He's excited, all right.
Hey, Liz! Oh, we're rich.
Hey. didn't I tell you?
Tell who what? Who are them two?
Oh, just a couple of strangers dropped by for water. Boys, this is my husband, Ned Tyson.
What did you find, Uncle Ned?
Nothing at all.
Oh, don't mind us, Mr. Tyson.
I reckon he's got some more of that worthless fool's gold he's always bringing home. Ain't it right, Ned?
I ain't saying.
No, ain't that just like a man? Ned's been digging into that old deserted mine on Cragstone Hill for nigh onto a month. And now, when he thinks he found something, he shuts up like a clam.
Hush up, Liz. I'm riding into Milestone on a little business. Be back this afternoon sometime.
Well, if you stop chawing at the bit a few minutes, I'll ride along with you. Got some trading to do. Got my horse saddled and ready.
Better make it quick, then.
You go along, Aunt Liz. I'll finish up here.
Ned, you crazy galoot. If you're in such a hurry, go on ahead. I ain't aiming to get my horse all into a lather just to see you get laughed at in Milestone.
Well, I'll go on and meet you in town.
Do you mind if we go along with you? We ain't quite sure of the trail to Milestone.
I reckon you can tag along if you can mind to.
You and your Bronx will sure be winded when you get there if you hope to keep up with Ned.
We'll keep up with him all right, ma'am.
Hey, let's get going. See you, Milestone, Liz.
When I do see you, I reckon you'll look like a whipped hound. Now get along and don't break your neck getting there. Well, there they go. Get my guns and mosey along to Milestone. Or to get there just in time to see the bad news on Ned's face when he finds out, as usual, he's been digging fool's gold.
Hold up a minute, Tyson. Me and Tex are going to water our bronks in that creek over there.
Oh, I'm going to ride on. I want to lose time.
Well, go right ahead. We'll find our way, I reckon.
Well, hope to see you again sometime. Come on, boy.
Hey, Rusty, what do you aim to do with that gun?
Just this. Watch. Got him. Come on, get aboard.
Get aboard. Well, you shot him right off his horse. What's the idea?
I got my reasons, Tex. That might be fool's gold he's got, and then again, it might be real gold.
Even if it is real gold, it ain't enough to go killing for Rusty.
I have a hunch it is real, Tex. And in that case, that deserted mine claim on Cragstone Hill is going to be filed in our name.
Hey, wait a minute. Whoa,
steady.
Look there, coming on the trail.
Two riders coming from Milestone Way. We better get out of here, pronto. Come on,
get aboard. Come on.
Get on.
Oh, Silver, hold on. Whoa.
Two men ride fast over hill to left, Kimasabi.
Yes, but this man lying on the trail here needs attention.
Hey, easy, Silver. Him look dead.
He is. You recognize him?
Him old prospector named Tyson. Lived back near Cragstone Hill.
He has something tied up in this bandana he's clutching in his hand. Well, there's his horse nearby. We'll put him on it and take him back to his cabin.
Somebody come. It looked like woman.
Yes, it is a woman.
Her lives Tyson. Wife a dead man.
I guess it's up to us to tell her the sad news, Tonto. Perhaps we can help her take care of the body.
Whoa! What goes on here? Ned. My Ned.
Yes, Mrs. Tyson. Your husband is beyond help. Is there anything we can do to help
you? Get him up, stranger. You too, Injun.
Just a minute, Mrs. Tyson. You're making a mistake.
Get him up and quick.
You not point gun at us.
Wait, Tonto. Do as she says.
You bet he'll do as I say. And you too, masked man. That Injun wouldn't have had a chance to pull a gun. And when I get through with you, neither one of you'll ever pull a gun again. You just shot my Ned down in cold blood.
No, we didn't kill your husband.
Now listen to me, outlaw. You can't talk your way out of this killing. That bandana you took from Ned's hand ain't got nothing but fool's gold in it. But if it was real gold, it wouldn't do you any good. I'm avenging Ned right here and now.
Up, Silver!
Get away, you blundering critter! Get away!
Easy, steady, big fella. Come on, Tonto. Come on, Silver. Get him up!
That torn stallion reared right up in front of me and spoiled my aim. What's more, he'd like to have knocked me right out of the saddle. Now those murdering coyotes have got clean away. Can't leave you lying there like that, Ned. Guess you never really knowed how much I thought of you. And now because of a little fool's gold, Well, Taylor, you standing here sniveling. Come here, Nell. Easy, Nell. You and me's got a job to do. We're taking Ned Plum into Milestone so the sheriff can see for himself what's happened. And then we're riding, Nell. Riding these hills till we meet up with those killers and shoot them down on sight.
Woman with guns, bad medicine, Kemosabe.
Yes, especially one in her frame of mind, Toto. Mrs. Tyson thinks she's right. We're going to prove she's wrong. It's too bad she wouldn't let us help her with her husband's body. She's alone now and in trouble.
There, a young girl live at Tyson Place, too.
Who is she?
Me hear tell her niece, a dead man.
And I'm going to ride to the Tyson Place and talk to that girl. Otto, you take a back trail to Milestone and wait on the outskirts of town. Keep out of sight.
Me wait there.
I'll stop here a moment, Hoselber.
Now
listen closely, Toto. I'll tell you exactly what you're to do when you get to town. Perhaps before nightfall, the man who murdered Ned Tyson will walk into a trap they won't suspect.
After giving Tonto explicit instructions, the Lone Ranger headed Silver toward the Tyson cabin near Cragstone Hill. In a short time, he approached the cabin where Martha, unaware of what had taken place, was waiting for the return of her aunt and uncle.
Oh, Silver, steady, Silver. Easy, boy.
Oh,
don't be alarmed. I came here to talk to you.
But the mask. Who are you?
My identity doesn't matter. But my reason for coming here does.
But I don't understand.
Believe me when I say I'm here as a friend. You have nothing to fear. You're Mr. Tyson's niece, aren't you?
Yes. I'm Martha Tyson.
I'm very sorry to have to tell you this, but your uncle has been murdered.
Murdered? Oh. I can't believe it. Why should anyone want to kill poor Uncle Ned?
If you'll just answer a few questions, perhaps we can find out why.
What do you want to know?
Do you know anything about this?
Well, that's Uncle Ned's bandana with the... How did you get that?
I'll explain later. Now, did anyone else know about it?
Well, yes. Two strangers were here this morning when Uncle Ned came in with it. He was taking it to town to find out if it's real gold.
I see. Did those men leave before your uncle or after?
Well, they started out with him for Milestone.
One more question. Did Mr. Tyson mention where he found this?
No. That is, Uncle Ned didn't. In fact, when he came in and saw the two strangers here, he said very little. But Aunt Liz mentioned that he'd been digging in a deserted mine on Cragstone Hill for some time. Aunt Liz always poked fun at Uncle Ned because he never found anything but fool's gold ever since he started prospecting.
I see.
I don't know why I tell you all this.
I have very strong reasons for bringing the men who killed your uncle to justice. You can help me to do it.
All right. If I can help, I will.
The men who did the killing wanted to get this bandana to see if it really had gold in it. They were frightened away before they had a chance to take it. Now, their next move would be to go to the place where Mr. Tyson found this.
But Aunt Liz said this stuff was nothing but fool's gold.
Your aunt may be wrong. If she is, someone else could take another sample, have it tested, and jump your uncle's claim.
What do you want me to do?
Take this bandana with the samples of ore in it. Ride to Milestone by a back trail. A friend of mine, an Indian who knows you by sight, will be watching for you on the outskirts of town.
I'll go. What else?
And after you follow Tonto's instructions, go to the hotel and wait. Can you identify the two men who were here this morning?
Oh, yes. Do you think that they...
If they did, they'll pay for their crime.
Here, Silver.
Riding over to your uncle's claim on Cragstone Hill. You get started for Milestone right away.
Said the big fellow.
If our plans work out, the murderers of Ned Tyson will soon be caught. Come on, Silver!
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story, Martha lost no time in following the Lone Ranger's instructions. She was soon racing toward Milestone by a roundabout trail to meet Tonto. Meanwhile, the Lone Ranger approached the spot where Ned Tyson had been prospecting.
That's the place, Silver. Poor big fella. Oh, steady now. Easy. Two of them, just as I expected. Easy, Silver. Easy, boy, easy.
What was that noise, Tex? What noise? I didn't hear it. It sounded like... Look up there!
Come on, Silver!
For reasons of his own, the Lone Ranger refrained from exchanging shots with the two outlaws on Craigstone Hill. In the meantime, Liz Tyson, with bitterness in her heart and a hard, set expression on her face, arrived in front of the sheriff's office in Milestone with the body of her murdered husband.
Look, it's Liz Tyson. Something's happened to Ned.
Looks like he's dead.
What's the matter, Liz?
Whoa, Nell. Whoa. Somebody get the sheriff out here.
He's coming now, Liz.
What's going on here? Step aside, boys. Let me through. Liz Tyson. Who's that?
Well, that's all that's left to Ned, my husband. I toted him all the way here, Sheriff, so as you could see for yourself that he's been murdered.
Murdered?
Shot in the back, as you can see for yourself. And what's more, I seen the low-down coyotes what did it.
You say you saw the killer?
Yeah, with my own eyes, Sheriff. One of them was standing over Ned's body when I rode upon him.
What happened?
I outdrawed them, but they got away by tricking me.
Wait, boys. Wait, quiet. Get a good look at them, Liz?
Sure did. One was a tall man wearing a mask, and the other was an Injun. And they're the ones I'm tracking down and killing, just like they killed my Ned.
Wait a minute, all of you. Liz, two wrongs don't make a right. This manhunt will be done in a lawful way. We'll get those killers.
Sheriff, I swore out there on the trail to avenge the death of my Ned. And I'm not letting anybody stop me.
Well, I know how you feel, Liz. But I'm forming a posse here and now, and we'll all ride together.
Have some of your boys tote Ned into the jailhouse there. And let's get going, then, before them two varmints ride out of the territory. All right. All right. All right.
Ned Tyson's body was temporarily laid out in the jailhouse. Then Liz and the sheriff, leading a quickly formed posse, rode from Milestone into the hills. Early that afternoon, Martha sat near an open side window in the Milestone Hotel. Suddenly, a hand reached in and touched her arm.
Oh!
Quiet. Don't let anyone see us talking.
Why? Oh, I began to think you weren't coming.
I've been here for some time, watching. Where's Tonto?
Your Indian friend told me what you wanted me to do. Then he left.
He's coming now.
Kimosabe.
Yes?
Me leave Scout and Silver. Back a building. Over there.
Good. The horses won't be noticed there. What have you found out?
Tyson woman and sheriff lead posse to hills. Body a dead man in jailhouse.
I see.
Why did Aunt Liz go with the sheriff and the posse? Do they know who they're looking for?
Yes. They're looking for us.
For you?
Quiet. You must trust me.
But Aunt Liz will never forgive me.
We're going to trap the real killers. You can help us do it.
All right. I believe you. I'll do whatever you say.
Tonto, look there.
You see him?
Those are the two men we've been waiting for.
Then go into office over there, Kimasabe.
Martha, go to the door of the assayer's office across the street. We'll join you there. Come, Tonto. The trap is set.
In the meantime, the posse led by Liz Tyson and the sheriff scoured the surrounding hills in search of Tonto and the Lone Ranger, whom Liz thought to be the men who killed her husband. As the afternoon wore on, Liz never let up in her determination to avenge her husband's murder. She led the posse over every hill and through every valley, seeking out every possible hiding place which, in her opinion, might harbor the two outlaws, as she thought them to be. Finally, as the afternoon drew to a close, the posse, after swinging in a large circle, moved along the trail not far from the town of Milestone. By this time, the men, weary after the long, unsuccessful hunt, rode along in silence. Liz Tyson, noticing that they were approaching the town, suddenly turned to the sheriff and gave vent to her feelings.
Sheriff, I ain't satisfied that we covered enough ground hunting for them two yellow-livered coyotes. We've been swinging around the circles till we're almost back to Milestone.
Calm down, Liz. Some of the boys went back over the other way. If we don't catch up with those killers, then likely as not they will.
That don't suit me now, Sheriff. When those hombres are caught up with, I want to be right there. I ain't riding any further with this outfit. I'm cutting loose and doing my own tracking from now on. Go on, Al.
Pull up, boys. Pull up. Liz, I represent the law around here, and I'll do my best to see that justice is done. I'm not letting you or anyone else take the law into his own hands.
Well, Sheriff, the only way you'll make me stay with this posse is to shoot me down if you think you can do it before I... Who's that coming?
Yeah, looks like Clem Markham to me.
Watch up, Clem.
Too bad about you, Hutton. There's some in my store.
Quiet, everybody, quiet.
Are you sure you've been seeing right, Clem?
Oh, that's certain, Liz. An engine and a tall hombre wearing a mask right there in the town.
Well, that's them, all right.
They're from the assayer's office.
Them low-down critters are going in to find out if the stuff they took from Ned is real gold. They sure have their nerve. Come on, Sheriff. You got to ride hard if you want to keep me from shooting both of them full of lead.
Get up. In the assayer's office back in Milestone, Rusty and Tex were waiting impatiently to learn the true worth of their findings from the deserted mine on Craigstone Hill.
Hey, Rusty. Wonder what's taking him so long. That hombre's been squinting at that stuff for 5 minutes.
I ain't aiming to wait any longer. Hey, mister, is that gold or ain't it?
I'll let you know in just a minute.
We can't wait all day.
Where did this sample come from?
It's gold we'll put in our claim. You'll know where it come from.
Come from Craigstone Hill. And we're putting in our claim to that land around the old deserted mine right now. Just to be sure.
Sorry. You're too late to put in a claim for that land.
Too late? What kind of a game are you trying to play? Get them papers ready or I'll drill you.
Drop that gun.
Masked man.
Are you sneaking out? Who knows? Ooh, my arm.
Oh.
What right have you got busting in here and interfering in our business?
I'll ask the questions. Stand over there and keep your hands up. Otto, get their gun.
Me get them.
Martha, are these the two men who rode away with your uncle this morning?
Yes, they are.
What if we are? Left the old man and went into the hills to do a little prospecting. We ain't seen him since.
That's right. The old man was in a hurry, so we let him go on.
How's he come, Kimasabi?
All right. I'm ready. You men came here for the purpose of jumping Ned Tyson's claim to the Craigstone Hill land.
Well, we have as much right to file a claim as anybody.
There they are, Sheriff.
Stop in that doorway. Both of you.
Careful, Liz. He's got us covered. The boys can't shoot because we're in the doorway.
Just watch those two outlaws, Toto.
Me watch them.
Sheriff, you hadn't crowded me through this doorway, I'd have been able to handle my guns to drill that murdering whelp. Martha, well, what in tarnation are you doing here?
Aunt Liz,
Wait. I'll do the talking for the next few minutes. Sheriff, tell those men to move back. Then close the door.
Don't take no orders from that.
Do as I tell you.
Get back, boys. Get back. Get back.
Mrs. Tyson, if you please, I'm going to ask you to answer some questions.
Why, you low
down. Please do as he asks.
Ask your questions, then. Get it over quick.
All right. Do you recognize those two men over there? Well?
Them's the two strangers who rode off with Ned this morning.
Yes. And tell me, who beside yourself knew where your husband was prospecting? You understand what I mean? Where he found the sample he had tied in his bandana?
Well, I think only... Well, no one but Martha there. Oh, I think I did mention it in front of them two strangers this morning, come to think of it.
These two men rode away with your husband this morning. He was killed on the trail. And now they've come here and tried to file a claim to the old deserted mine on Craigstone Hill.
Now, wait a minute. Say, that's where Ned was prospecting.
Yes, exactly.
And Ned was on his way to this office to file a claim when he was murdered. Say, they must have killed Ned to jump this claim.
Hey, you're to blame for all this, Rusty. It was all your idea. You got me into this, but you ain't going to get away.
Now, wait a minute. You shut your mouth, you sniveling fool.
Shut up. Shut up, I say. Now, there's further proof of their guilt.
Call your men, Sheriff. There's the killers of Ned Tyson.
Come on in, some of you men. Come on in, and we'll take these outlaws to the jailhouse.
All right. Keep back. All right. Come on. All right. Don't push me.
Say, wait a minute here, Martha. The masked man was the one I saw with Ned's bandana with the fool's gold in it.
Oh, yes. He gave it to me, Aunt Liz. He had me bring it to town here and file a claim on the land where Uncle Ned found it. And the claim is in your name.
What do I want with that barren piece of land? Say, you ain't trying to tell me that was real gold Ned found this morning?
Yes. Real gold, Aunt Liz.
And Ned ain't here to enjoy it, poor critter. All them years he putted around digging up fool's gold and always so certain he'd strike the real thing someday. And then when he does, it don't do him no good. Ah, poor Ned. Say, I'll be sniveling all over the place in a minute. I guess it was poor Ned's destiny.
Well, we've got the masked man to thank for everything, Aunt Liz.
Say, I plumb forgot about him, and yet an hour ago I was out scouting for his hide. Well, I'll apologize for acting like I did with him, and I hope he... Say, where'd he go to?
Why, he's gone, and so is the Indian. I didn't notice them leave.
Neither did I. It would be only right to offer him a half interest in that there gold mine for all he's done. I'd sure like to know who he is.
So would I, Aunt Liz. He's wonderful.
Oh, say, there, mister. Do you happen to know who that masked man was?
Well, I can't say as I know his real name, Mrs. Tyson, but I do know that he's known as the Lone Ranger.
Bill Silver, away!
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.